Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
In what to me seems like a perfect piece of timing, a clinical psychologist at the Harvard Medical School has told the American Psychological Association that people who believe in a benevolent God worry less about the world and their lives and are more tolerant about life's uncertainties. If ever there was a time for us to hear this, it's now. Dr. David Rosmarin is urging mental health professionals to integrate their patients' spiritual beliefs into treatment, especially for patients who have a faith in God. I'd be interested in your take on this as well. 1-300-40-2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. Is this your experience, that a faith in God helps you worry less and, as Dr. Rosmarin claims, makes you more tolerant of life's uncertainties? Does your faith paint a kind of bigger picture which enables you to look beyond the anxieties or crisis of this minute and see that bigger picture or a literally infinitely larger timeline? Maybe you don't have that kind of faith and can still rest easy with the chaos and upheavals of the world and our lives with a different kind of framework or thinking. Always keen to hear your views, 1-300-40-2020 or post on our Open House Community Facebook page. While you do, Dr. Rosmarin joins us now on Open House from the United States. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
Has this been a hunch of yours or a belief that you've had for a while, this link between faith and feeling less anxious about the world?
It has indeed. I've seen a lot of patients for whom spirituality is a very important resource in their lives. And somehow I've been drawn to asking them about it, and the more I ask them about it, the more I learn that indeed it can be.
And indeed, there have been two studies that have borne that kind of hunch out.
We've actually done several studies, but the two that were done recently indeed do contribute to this body of knowledge. They were pretty straightforward. In modern mental health, we ask people a lot about their beliefs, about themselves, about the world, about the future. But we don't often ask people about their beliefs about spirituality or the beliefs about a higher power or God. So what we did was we administered a questionnaire, a very brief, easy-to-administer six-item scale, looking at people's beliefs about God, positive beliefs, the belief that God is benevolent, kind, loving, and negative beliefs, the beliefs that God is malevolent, out to get you, punishing, that kind of thing. And we found that people who reported higher levels of belief indeed had higher levels of, were better able to tolerate life's uncertainties, just as you said, and had lower levels of worry. And conversely, when people had mistrust in God, as we call it, there was a lot less tolerance of uncertainty and worry as well.
I suppose the question at the heart of this is why people worry. What's been your view as a professional and how these studies shaped or changed your or confirmed your thinking?
The research on that is interesting. I think that intolerance of uncertainty is a core construct when it comes to worry. When people can't tolerate what's going to happen, for example, you know how when you're waiting for a medical test and it could be good news and you're hoping, or it could not be such good news and we're hoping that's not that. And that's an uncertain situation. We don't know what's going to be. You know, it's going to be one way or the other, and whether it's one or the other is uncertain. If people can't tolerate that, you're going to do one of a number of things, and one of them is definitely going to be worry. And the more people can't tolerate uncertainty, the more they're going to feel anxious and engage in worrying.
Yes. Clearly, by the sound of your presentation to the American Psychological Association, you believe your colleagues need to change in some way to take questions of faith into account when they're treating their patients.
I think that recent events especially speak to this.
Yes.
We are living in very uncertain times. At the APA convention, I actually held up a copy of the Washington Post for the audience. And literally, it was the day after there was a major crash. And now, with what's happened in London, and around the world, the threat of terrorism and economic uncertainty, we are living in times when we need to access resources in order simply to cope with the uncertainty of living our day-to-day life. If spirituality and religion are a bona fide resource, if they can help people, why wouldn't we ask them about whether they whether that's important to our patients, and perhaps try to integrate that into their treatment programs.
Why do you think they are resistant to some degree or hesitant in asking their patients about their spiritual beliefs?
I think there are a couple of reasons. Some of them are bona fide. Previously, spirituality and religion have been misused in medicine and in psychiatry in particular. For example, exorcisms to expel the demons that are causing a person's, to hallucinate or things that used to be done. But no one in their right mind is doing anything close to that in this day and age. So, those reasons don't really hold, but I think for historic reasons, people sort of still might turn their nose up or be nervous when it comes to this. But the other reason, which is a more basic reason, and I don't know how it is in Australia, I imagine it's the same, certainly in the United States, there's research to suggest that mental health professionals are far less spiritually and religiously involved than the general population. And as such, it's just simply not part and parcel of what most mental health professionals think about on a day-to-day basis. And that being the case, they just don't see it as relevant. They see it as irrelevant, in fact, to mental health, which is not necessarily the case.
Yes. What you're saying about worry and anxiety and faith, all of that doesn't mean that people with faith are in any way better than those without faith, or that people who have faith still don't have anxieties.
My research can't speak to the question of whether people with faith are better off than people without it. What my research can speak to is when people have faith, and often they do, positive versus negative faith is has mental health relevance.
I spoke before of casting a kind of a bigger picture above and beyond the crisis or anxiety of this moment. What do you think it is about a faith in God that assists people in worrying less? Because it can't be a denial of life's challenges and troubles.
Correct. I don't think it is a denial of life's challenges at all. I think there could be a couple things. The one is meaning. When people have, when people's meaning in life is sort of relegated to, my well-being, how happy am I going to be in my life? Then if you have a setback, then that literally is the end of the world, because your whole universe is about me or
yes.
I.
Yes.
If a person has a spiritual sense and that there's something greater, then that could be a resource for them to grab onto and have meaning in their life. And then it could be that a setback actually has some sort of greater purpose, or it could have could be a blessing in disguise. There could be meaning behind a setback that you wouldn't find without that context, without those beliefs in place.
Dr. David Rosmarin, very much appreciate you joining us on Open House. Thank you.
Sure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.